Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
All right, welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove, and today we are joined with Kyle Shaw from Shaw's Clothing.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming, Kyle. Can you introduce yourself and tell us about your business?
I'm Kyle Shaw from Shaw's Clothing. We are a workwear and safety shoe and boot supplier here in Wauseon. We've been in Wauseon since about 64. We used to be downtown, and now we're out on Troop.
Okay, yeah, so you've always been a Fulton County business, always located within Wauseon.
Correct.
So you said, we were kind of having a conversation before, you said that you were located downtown before there was a fire.
Yes, we used to be downtown, kind of where Sullivan's is, but we lost that store in 07 in the fire that happened downtown. And then 2 weeks later, we opened up in the location we're at currently on Shoop.
Wow. So it started in 1964. Has the business changed at all? Have you added things to your inventory that you offer? What's the evolution been like?
So we started out as more of a men's formal wear store, and as time has went on, tuxes and suits and that kind of attire has kind of slowed down. So we started to transition more towards workwear and the boot business. In the 80s, we also were a full bridal store. And then after the fire, we basically got rid of all of that type of wear and have gone completely into safety shoes, boots, and workwear.
So that's a pretty important specialty that you're offering, and you have a huge selection. You go and check out your selection online. So you must pull people coming in to the store from a huge area.
Yes, we get some people that travel quite a distance to come to our store. When it comes to the safety shoes and metatarsal boots, some of the specialty safety boots that people have to wear, we have one of the larger selections in the area. Currently, we have about 180 styles in the store.
Wow. And that's just safety.
It's just safety and soft toe, but geared more towards a general labor type of worker rather than a fashion boot.
But you do offer those as well? Is there different types of fashion items that you offer?
Yes, we can still get all the main fashion boots that we could get. We don't stock a lot, but we're happy to order anything.
Okay, and so you bring people in from a huge area, but you also go out to people too. I know you set up at the Threshers.
Yes, we do a traveling pop-up shop at the Threshers, the Monroe County Fair in Michigan, the Fulton County Fair here in Wauseon, and then the Hillsdale County Fair in Hillsdale, Michigan. And on top of that, we also go on site to local factories or businesses that would require their employees to wear a safety shoe.
So when you're traveling to the different fairs and festivals, you're bringing safety shoes, workwear, and some fashion items as well?
Yes. When we go to the fairs, we bring a lot of our Carhartt items and Ariat items. On top of that, we'll bring some Hey Dudes and other type of shoes that we might just have to move at the fair.
So men, women's, kids?
Men, women's, kids. Our main selection is men, but we try to bring in a variety of items for the women and the kids.
And we, you know, obviously with our podcast, we talked to different companies. We recently talked to Miller Brothers and we touched on safety, but a huge part of safety in the construction industry and steel and any industry is the workwear and the footwear. Has there been changes that you've seen in footwear and workwear? And do you think that there's more that needs to be done?
Currently, the big changes in footwear are things are starting to get lighter. They're using composite toes rather than steel toes. It offers the exact same safety rating as a steel toe. And that gives the wearer of the shoe a little bit more comfortability to work their full day.
So you have the shoes, and then, you know, when you talk about the different workwear, you have the safety green, the colors that are going to stand out to people when people are outside working and their, you know, cars are whizzing by. So you have all of that stuff available. And then do you also have things that help as far as the seasonal changes, keeping people safe?
Yes. Yeah. So come winter time, we'll bring in a little bit more stuff for that time of season. And then most recently, we have started stocking fire resistant clothing. There's some businesses in the area that require their employees to wear FR, and it can be hard to find because it's rather expensive to buy. So a lot of places don't keep it on their shelves. So we found that by bringing it in and having a variety of items for the people that have to wear that has been a good addition to our store.
And so you've been around this business for how long?
I've been in the business since 2017. My cousin owned it originally. He had purchased it from his dad. And then when he was ready to retire, he approached me. At the time, I was working for a wholesale distribution center, supplying gas stations with tobacco and candy and that kind of thing.
So since 2017, now we're at 2024. So in the last 7 years that you've gotten to know the different products that you offer, what is your go-to? What would you, is something that you recommend to people when they come into the store?
My go-to personally is my Hey Dudes. I think that was a great addition to the store. We've worked on really bulking up our inventory to stay relevant in the brick and mortar retail business, as that can be challenging at times. I've found that by being more specialized into the safety market, we're able to stay busy all year round.
And something I noticed was, we were talking about earlier, your Google reviews, you guys have a 5-star rating, which does not happen on accident. So like you said, having that brick and mortar, having the retail in there, you offer a service that is clearly above and beyond what you would get from an online shopping experience.
Yes, we are what the retail industry would call a sit and fit shoe store. So you can't walk in and just grab what you're looking for and leave. We have to actually help you find the shoe that you're looking for, and we get it and bring it out to you and help you fit it on your feet.
So yeah, like I said, I mean, that's something that you can't get that experience from just shopping online, but do you have an online presence as well? Can you shop online?
Currently, we do not. Okay. We are working on it, mm-hmm. Just getting all those ducks in an order.
Sure.
Sometime soon. I'm not sure when that timeline is going to be, but we're working towards it. There's a lot of hurdles for us to jump over.
Well, and when you talk about doing the sit and fit and doing custom fittings, you also offer tuxedo rental. So you come in and do fittings for that as well.
We do. Okay. Being that we were a men's formal wear store in the past, that's one thing that we have kept, because we are one of the only places in the county that offer tuxedos rentals anymore. So that's a nice service to have for all your weddings and proms. So people come in and we look through some catalogs and we decide what they might want to wear, and we either bring in a sample or it comes in the week before the wedding.
Okay. So that's something, tuxedo rentals is not something that you offer when you do your traveling, the pop-up. That's something come right to the store.
Yep. Just come right into the store. We don't need an appointment. We can set you up for any type of event it would be, whether it's a wedding, prom, or quinceanera.
Okay. And you had talked about, you know, maybe expanding online presence and doing some online shopping, or having online shopping available. What else do you see as far as the future for Shaw's Clothing?
I would like to really more expand our traveling boot truck, where we go to the factories out here. Fortunately, we live in a county that is growing on the industrial side. So that's really benefited us with some of the larger manufacturers that have been coming to the area.
And if somebody wants to find you, you're on Shoop Avenue. What's your address?
1075 Suite 4, okay. Shoop Avenue.
Okay. Blue building, right?
Blue building. Light building. Right, okay. Between Tiny's and Ryan's, across from Arby's.
Okay. Can't miss it.
No.
Can't miss that blue building. And then do you also have social media or anything that people can find you on
there?
Yep,
you can find us on all the social medias. You can contact me through that, and I'm usually pretty good to get back. Or you can call us at the store and ask for Kyle or Sandy. I have wonderful employees that are always happy to help.
And what are your hours at the store?
Our hours at the store on Mondays and Thursdays, we are there from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we are there from 9 to 6. And we are there on Saturday from 9 to 4.
All right. So a lot of availability for people to come in and see you and get a custom fitting for shoes, for tuxedos, and to come and shop the, you said, Carhartt, Ariat products, Hey
yep.
Dudes.
Yep, and then just about every major boot brand you can imagine. There's a couple out there that we don't have yet, but down the road we'll be adding more.
So come in and see Kyle at Shaw's Clothing, and he will get you hooked up with a new pair of work boots and something cool to take home to us as a gift for the wife or kids.
Yep, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Thank you.